Information Technology Specialist Hallam Hope is one of those who has been following blockchain technology in the year that's about to come to an end. And here are some of his thoughts on 2019 and the prospects for the year ahead.
Well, it certainly has been a profoundly transformative 2019 for Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and certainly blockchain projects. In contrast to the fact that secondary school principals I talk to cannot start a proper conversation on what blockchain is and could mean for the careers and financial futures of their wards. Our industries, that's the blockchain industry's rapid march forward, has also been distracted by not only a lack of information, but by the fake news of persons who simply don't get it or have self-interest to protect. Are we failing our children? I think so. For the Young Caritel Blockchain Talk team, we educated more than 200 students by year-end and plan to take that figure to more than 800 in 2020. We plan to work closer with educational institutions in 2020, as well as corporate partners and hopefully government, if they so desire. So blockchain's promise is for it to be immersed into government policy, more adoption of digital technology and increases in data usage demand greater attention to security of businesses and improved value chain and government computer systems. Problems such as individual digital identification technology for the average citizen could be resolved by blockchain technology. So there are potential new careers for children and older students, but these can only be grasped by starting on an education journey today. New opportunities await in providing hands-on training in blockchain software tools and creating curricula that will attract students as well as adults to getting a foundation knowledge of blockchain and Bitcoin technology. Yes, Bitcoin is about trading and investment, but it's also about a technology that is contributing to creating a new financial system based on faster and cheaper, more private and less stressful methods. Add to that the anti-criminal potential. So regardless of whether it is trade development, agriculture, renewable energy, the legal profession, shipping, or education, blockchain continues to be a space for possible jobs and careers. Hence the need to educate politicians, school principals, and of primary consideration, the nation's children. New services are coming on stream in areas once seen as the domain of commercial banks. So the individual can now offer custody services, investment and trading, and become their own bank, all thanks to the Bitcoin blockchain. Fake news continues to confuse newcomers. Hence, there is a need for education at all levels. Bank of America Merrill Lynch describes Bitcoin as the asset class of the decade. And this is supported by a fact. In 2019, Bitcoin at November provided some investors with a 145% earning. A 145% earning, far more than gold at 13%. The fact is, with commercial banks' interest rates at 0.01% in some countries, while inflation is running at 3%, putting money on a bank has been described as literally burning money. The challenge in 2020 is education of students and connecting them to potential careers and an understanding of what money is and the threat of student debt. Good luck with 2020. I'm Hallam Hope. We're at Caritel Blockchain Talk.
Here's a Sagittarius financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months.
This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.